This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know how there's been this fight for like years over something called net neutrality? The idea that the companies that own the internet pipes can't just choke off the content they don't like because it takes a lot of bandwidth? Well, the FCC is working on rules. There's been a strong lobbying push by content providers. There has been lots going on this subject. And now there is Netflix, movie streaming, heavy data using Netflix. It made a deal with Comcast over the weekend to pay to keep its stuff flowing freely. Tip, quite possibly, of the internet iceberg, as Sally Herships reports.
This battle has been going on for a year. Before the Comcast spat, there was the standoff between Netflix and Verizon. Sam Rosen is an analyst with ABI Research.
So Verizon said, hey, Netflix, pay us for the traffic you're pushing over our network. And Netflix said, hey, you know, maybe not.
Today, Verizon's CEO said, in light of the Comcast deal, Verizon expects Netflix to start paying it directly. Rosen says Netflix is outgrowing what's called the content delivery network, paying middlemen to help get you your House of Cards or 30 Rock reruns. Now, Netflix will pay Comcast directly.
Just as Walmart has started to take over a lot of their own shipping because they can do it more efficiently in some cases than their smaller suppliers. Netflix is basically doing the same thing.
Rosen says while we don't know how much Netflix is paying Comcast, he thinks consumers won't get hit with a bigger bill. It's likely Netflix is getting a better price by cutting out the middlemen.
So maybe our bills will go down?
I wouldn't expect your bills to go down.
Rosen says Netflix was paying middlemen about 40 cents a month to stream each viewer's video. Michael Hodel is a telecom analyst with Morningstar. He says the deal is more about quality than price.
If anything, this would be good for consumers in that it'll improve the performance of Netflix content to Comcast's internet access customers.
But Hodel says no matter how you cut it, Comcast is holding a lot of the cards, and it could be tougher for companies to negotiate in the future. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.